Fighter.
Lady Inspired.
Welcome to Declassified College, a podcast where we give you all the cheat codes needed to pass this level in your life. Each week, we share three short episodes filled with clips of our interviews with students from across the United States and occasionally an interview with an industry expert to answer all of your questions about attending university. College can be what sets you up for a prosperous career, or it can be the 4 years that when you look back on it, you wish that you did it different. We're here to make sure that you have all the information so that by the time you walk across that stage, you're ready for the so-called real world that the boomers love to talk about. My name is Justin Nguyen, and it's about time we declassified college. When it comes to college, one of the biggest differences that I've noticed between high school and college is the amount of events that are available to you. When I was in high school, I maybe had one assembly or two assemblies throughout the year. But in college, you've got three or four events that you can probably attend every single day, whether it's a job or internship fair, a student club meeting, a career services event. There's always something happening on campus. And the best part about it is there's usually free food attached to it. This is how you can start to build up your network, especially your freshman year. Now, with job and internship fairs, a lot of freshmen usually skip out on this. And I think that's a huge mistake. When you're a freshman, you probably think, like, why would I need to go to an internship fair? No one's going to hire me. I'm not qualified. I don't have any experience. Now, while that might be true on surface value, from the recruiter perspective, when they see you at an internship fair, they'll usually put you in one of two buckets. One, they'll just write you off because you're a freshman and they don't think that you have any value to give. Or two, they'll look at you as the motivated freshman, the one who's eager to learn. And they'll give you a chance at an interview to show that you're able to work in their team. And if you're able to hit on those three criteria of being motivated, eager to learn, and the ability to work on a team, you have a good chance of getting that internship. And if you're able to land an internship your freshman year, that'll set you on an exponential growth for your career path. So the next big events that are on campus tend to be student organization events. And most people kind of write these off again because it's like a school club. What do they really do? Now, I didn't realize that in college, many student organizations are on steroids because of the fact that they get funded by a student government association. And if you're a part of a big school, typically that budget is really big. And when you have a big budget, that means they get to pay for trips to a bunch of events and conferences throughout the year. For instance, a lot of the clubs that I was a part of, they would go to New York, Las Vegas, Chicago for these different conferences. And at those events, there would be companies looking to hire these students, whether it be for an internship or a job. I've known people who have gotten job opportunities from Fortune 100 companies, as well as their favorite startup, because they've been able to attend some of these events that their club has been a part of. Now, typically, all because you join a club, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to actually go to this event. Usually, you have to be one of the top members of the club in terms of engagement, volunteering, attending events, local events, etc. But if you get to that position where you're able to attend these large-scale conferences, it'll be a game changer for not just your career now in terms of internships and such, but getting that dream job by the time you walk across that stage your senior year. So if you pay attention to any of my LinkedIn content, you'll know that I don't have the greatest reputation when it comes to career services. I love what they try to do, but a lot of the times the events that they put on aren't necessarily the greatest. And you always have to take a career services event with a grain of salt because you never know who you're going to get. You might get that person who's just trying to sell you on a product or that person who's just trying to get the clout of talking at a school. And you have to respect that hustle in that. But every once in a while, you'll get that gem that pops out of that entrepreneur talking about how he or she started their business, or the engineer that found his way to go work at Google or Facebook or whatever it was. And you'll truly get a glimpse into what it takes to be successful at that level. Now, that's something that happened to me. I probably attended, 30 to 50 plus events while I was in college. And there were only a handful of events that really made a difference in sort of my career. And one of those was a career service event. I remember going to a dinner and I initially only went because there was free food. And who doesn't like free food, especially when you're a broke college student? So if you're not going to go for the content, at least go for the pizza and then stay for the content. Before I get too distracted, let's get back to the story. I go down to sit down to eat my pizza and I'm surrounded by these students and we're waiting for this alumni to show up. And he comes in, sits down, and just starts talking about who he is. I find out he's a 30 under 30, a 40 under 40. He's a part of like 50 businesses in Central Florida. He's doing it all. And I get to really learn his story, get his contact information. I reach back out to him like a week later, and we get to sit down and talk a little bit more about what he's doing. Since then, I've been able to build on that relationship over the past 2 or 3 years, and he's become a great friend. Like, we're even Facebook friends, guys. It's that legit. But it's been an awesome experience because I would have never have had this relationship with him if it wasn't for that one event. So no matter how much I talk smack about career services, I know their mind is in the right place. And when it comes to their events, you should always attend them because you never know who you're going to meet. And the last thing is, for all of these events, whether it's a job internship fair, a student organization event, or a career services event, the number one thing that you're going to be getting out of these events that you're attending is the ability to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And once you get that mindset shift, it'll allow you to be able to have conversations with people that you would have never been able to beforehand. So with all that, just know, whenever you see an event on campus, do your absolute best to attend it. Don't be scared. Start getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. Another day, another cheat code, and you're on your way to defeating the level that we like to call college. If you've liked any of the cheat codes that we've given out, please hit that subscribe button and give us a review on iTunes. Each review helps us grow and make sure that more people learn these tips. We love to hear from you all, so make sure you check out our website, www.getyourgrindup.com, and follow us on all social media platforms at getyourgrindup. That's GetyourGrindup. So until next time, peace.